No, FaceTiming. FaceTiming.
My name is April. I'm calling with Nation Safe Drivers. I'm calling about the 2020 Mazda CX-5.
Do you have a PO, ma'am?
One second. It's going to be 607-4629.
One second. Let me pull that up for you.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that one there. Yeah, that one's been a mess. We've been working on this one since 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Has it already been completed?
No, it looks like the customer, you guys had called back in. Let me read the notes here. You called back in and sent a driver, dispatched a driver out. Your credit card was declined. Called back in. Your guys, whoever we talked to, said the customer canceled. Customer said she did not cancel. He hung up on the customer and he hung up on the provider.
Wow.
An hour went by. Driver's still out there. We're 2 hours into this now. We were trying to secure payment. We drove an hour to get out there. Looks like the driver turned around. Yeah, it looks like the driver turned around and come back to town.
All right, so there was, you guys did finally receive payment though, right?
Well, then it should have, hold on, we're looking, there's a lot of notes on this one. I don't know, I do a lot of roadside service, I've never seen this many notes on one.
Yeah,
one call.
I just got the call earlier and it wasn't her, it was the boyfriend calling from out of town.
Well, I talked to a girl. She was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has autistic kids in the car. And this doesn't fall under. She said she's been out there since 5 o'clock waiting on you guys to send her service.
We didn't even start taking this call till almost 8 o'clock.
Okay. You can call that 217 number. That's what she said.
Yeah.
We've talked to
a lot, about 3 or 4 different people.
We've talked to her 4 times, and she's bawling the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like, with the driver, we spent 2.5 hours on it by the time the driver got back. So he's back in our, so they did call back in, they gave another credit card, and it was declined.
$11.57, it was approved.
One second here. I'm looking at the notes. There's still more notes on here.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I already screenshot this and showed all the notes.
No, I got them too. I got every one of them you got.
Okay, so it did go back. Okay, so it went back through. And now the driver's back in. He's already drove back an hour back. Now he's doing a lockout on another vehicle here for the city, for the police department.
Okay.
And looks like for her ticket, but it's going to be another 45 minutes, an hour before we get back out there.
All right. Well, I'll just call and let him know. I mean, it's much trouble.
It's not our fault. We were out there. We were over 2 hours into it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And if they would have just, and then what threw the curveball in is the guy that called back. I don't know who he was.
That's her boyfriend.
And he hung. No, from your guys' perspective.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Then I talked to a female, and she says, I don't know what call center he called from, but it wasn't ours. And he hung up on me, and he hung up on your customer.
Hmm.
Just hung up.
Well,
he didn't
want to
deal
with
it.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know we got that joy.
Yeah, you can ask her. She called me bawling, and she said he hung up on her.
Mm. Wow. Well, that's not good.
I do a lot of roadside service. I've never ever had one like this ever in my life.
Yeah. Well,
17 years now, I've never had one like this.
Sometimes they do get a little hectic, but for the most part.
Because, see, if you look at your notes, we had a credit card given to us 2 hours ago. They gave it, but it was declined.
Mm-hmm.
It was, when we put it in the machine, it was declined. We called back in to find out why it was declined. They said the customer texted you guys and said she found a faster provider. So that's why the gentleman told me it was declined. I said, no, I've got your customer on my back line, and she said she did not cancel. She did not text you guys. Then he hung up on me.
Well,
you can call her, she'll say the same.
Yeah. To be honest, we don't have anything to do with the finance department of it. We are just able to provide you with that credit card information as to why it's declined or sent back.
Right.
We don't.
That's what he said, though. That's what the guy said. When he by that time, we were already out there, an hour away, and the credit card was declined, so we were just trying to get a good credit card.
If you need me to, I can actually supplement the PO, and for that time he was out there.
What's going to have to happen? Because now we got to call the owner of this company and find out what he wants to do about sending another driver. It's 2 hours. By the time we get out, do it, and then get back, it's 2 more hours.
Mm-hmm.
So now when we do it again, it'll be 4 hours that we've got wrapped up into this.
Well, I mean, we can actually supplement for that time and then do deadhead miles.
Right, yeah, however you guys do that. So it's 57 miles from us.
Is that one way?
That's showing it. Yeah, 57 miles there and 57 miles back.
So it's 228 miles. 228 miles total. 228 miles total.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so provider.
Then I had a lady, it says on the notes here, a lady called back, wanted to know if we could do it for $25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she said she looked it up. I'm looking at the notes here even further. It says she called back in at 10:54, wanted to know if we could do it for $25. And of course, we can't do that. They make that here in town. They make more than that in town on a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
They get $90 local for flat tires. So what are you showing for the supplemental?
They actually do that in vendor support, sir. I'm just notating everything.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, you're good. All right, so I have everything notated for the 228 miles. Do you have the number to vendor support?
No, I don't, honey. We've never done that. We always get taken before we even go.
Okay.
I don't even know if the owner even do that. He doesn't spend a lot of time on the phone.
They don't.
I mean, he doesn't call in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Most of it, unless there's just an issue, there wouldn't really be any reason for him to call in. They would just automatically, within probably the next couple of days, they would cut him a check and send it to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so do I need to send over another PO, or is this one still good, or?
I don't know if you guys are going to change that. Yeah, I mean, are you going to issue another credit card for the 228 miles?
No, they'll do that in vendor support.
Oh, okay. So I don't know. I guess I don't know. I know the owner. He's gonna want it paid for the miles before he goes back, sends another truck back out there.
I mean, I can ask, but I can't
No, that's
ensure
up to
that they
you.
will.
I'm just letting you know your customer's still sitting on the side of the road.
I mean,
I
what?
mean, nothing we can do either. I mean, my hands are tied. I'm not gonna get fired over it.
Right. Okay. I mean,
I
but
mean, we did our job. He got all the way out there.
probably what they're gonna say is $700 for a tire change.
No,
No.
I get it, but it wouldn't have been that. Somebody dropped the ball.
Hold on.
I mean, it wasn't us as a company that dropped the ball, because we sent the wrecker out there. So I mean, our truck was already new. We already went out there and get come back. It was gone 2 hours and 15 minutes to be exact. So you're all right. That's probably what it's going to be. But if we don't go back out, somebody's going to go out there and change your tire. You end up calling another company. Still with me, ma'am?
I am. Give me 1 second, if you don't mind.
I'd love to stay on the phone longer with you, but I've got other lines ringing here. They're all
That's
lighting up
fine.
on me here.
That's fine. I'll give you a call back. That's fine.
We're on the state police list.
Right. That's fine. I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
Thank you.